Good afternoon. I'm Kelsey Reyes, sitting in for Walt Lindela. Earlier last week, Walt had a chance to get our regular active physical therapy update from Amy Williams, a physical therapy assistant at the active physical therapy Marquette location. Williams gave some great insight into physical therapy career options and opportunities. Here's more with Walt Lindela and Amy Williams.
So basically with the physical therapy, when you get into the career, you do your basic schooling. For a PT, it becomes a doctorate. And for a physical therapist assistant, it is associate's degree right now. So you can branch out later in your career and you can go into orthopedics, neurology, pediatrics. So there's a definite need in all those fields, aspects of physical therapy.
So it sounds like there's an opportunity actually for a lot of growth and even some specialization.
Absolutely.
What are some of the, I guess, more popular ones, maybe some of the more common ones that you see in terms of some of those directions?
Typically the orthopedic and neurology.
What's that consist of?
So basically you'll see a lot of total hip replacements, total knee replacements with the orthopedic injuries from the high school athletes, college athletes. And neurology, you're going to see like traumatic brain injury, stroke rehab, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis.
Tell me a little bit about physical therapy as a career. Has this been growing as a choice for people? Is there more awareness of it? What's its history?
Oh, goodness, yes. So even over the last 17, 18 years that I've been practicing myself, I've noticed a big growth. They did change it to the doctorate, and that kind of made the field change direction a little bit. But for the most part, people realize that, hey, this is a great career, and this is something I want to tackle and end up loving their field of work.
One of the things that I've noticed with talking with a lot of you folks from active physical therapy is that there is a lot of, I guess, accreditations or certifications that are out there. And that's part of this process too, isn't it?
Correct. So now in the state of Michigan, we are required to be licensed physical therapist assistants more recently. So we do have to take continuing education courses to keep our licensure up.
What are some of the things that you've been learning about in this line of work?
Oh, goodness. With me personally, I started off more of an orthopedic background and found that I loved it. And again, it's just, you know, finding that niche. So if you decide that you do want to branch off, taking those continuing education courses is definitely where you want to focus your branch.
What I have found with this also is I hear a lot of times, you mentioned it just a moment ago in this conversation, is high school athletes.
Yes.
You know, I think of physical therapy a lot of times in my mind, probably in a more traditional sense of recovery from injuries and things along those lines, perhaps later for someone in life, right? But this high school athlete focus and high school students, that's a relatively new part of the discipline, isn't it?
It really is. That has definitely grown more so. You'll see a lot of that recovery period, especially if it's some young person, say, soccer injury and they had an ACL repair. You definitely will come and see us and get that rehab taken care of and try to get them, you know, back on their feet as quickly as possible and then get them back out on that field safely and make sure that they're strong enough to do so.
That was Great Lakes Radio's Walt Lindela and Active Physical Therapy's Amy Williams. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Kelsey Reyes.